Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm still reeling over being called a chooch. Hurts my feelings a little bit.
You've never been called that before?
I've been called worse.
Worse?
But not by listeners. Usually they say nice things about our
show. Why do you think they called you that?
I don't know. I was told that they liked me, they liked the show, but that I'm a chooch, which means I'm an imbecile. Maybe that's part of my powers.
I can't think of a reason why they would say that during the time they said it.
Yeah. I didn't say anything weird.
No.
I don't think. I mean, it sounds like me to say something weird, but not at that particular moment. If you can remember, hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram and Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. It is 9:01, brought to you by Precision Pointing. Have you checked your bricks? Call Precision Pointing at 724-WE-POINT. Doran, before we get back into the Pirates, Pat Narduzzi, critical before of Coach Prime. I do think Prime is right in one respect, that Pat, even though he's been outspoken from the very beginning on the transfer portal and NIL and all the pitfalls that come with it, I do think when it hit him directly in the face with Jordan Addison, I do think that made him sour on it even more if possible. But here's what Narduzzi said about Coach Prime in May. We'll see how it works out, but that to me looks bad on college football coaches across the country. The reflection is on one guy right now, but when you look at it overall, those kids that have moms and dads and brothers and sisters and goals in life, I don't know how many of those 70 that left really wanted to leave or they were kicked in the butt to get out. Now, after that, Deion Sanders, he said, just yesterday it was released, what was his situation when he came to Pitt? He had a different situation than me. He's not mad at me. He is mad at the situation in football now that allowed his best players to leave a year ago. He's not mad at me. He's using me to shoot bullets at another coach who he has an issue with. I don't know who he is. If he walked in here right now, I wouldn't know him. Doran, the floor is yours.
That's just so funny. I mean, I've said this like 10 times. You know, whenever it comes to Deion Sanders, it's about Deion Sanders. Whenever it comes to Pat Narduzzi, it's about developing kids, not just in football, but as young men. And Pat Narduzzi has won a lot of football games, and Deion Sanders has won football games, but not at this level. And he's a first-time head coach at this level. Deion Sanders pushed out 70 kids to bring in his own people, to bring in his own kids. That's not developing kids. That's not caring about kids. And at the end of the day, it is about Deion. It's always been about Deion. From Florida State to Atlanta to Dallas to San Francisco as a media member on TV, it's always been about Deion. And the whole part about him not knowing Pat Narduzzi is ridiculous. Because he just basically said he knows exactly who he is.
Yeah.
He knows his situation.
Yeah, he brought up Jordan Addison without using Jordan Addison's name. But if you know that situation, you're obviously tapped into the goings-on and the scuttlebutt of all things college football. Also, if you don't really, and he's just shooting darts, but if you don't know who Pat Narduzzi is, you're probably a pretty bad football coach.
Right.
You should know the lay of the land. You always say lay of the land. You should know the lay of the land. You should know the scope of everything. You should know that Pat Narduzzi has won 20 games now combined in 2 years, finished in the top 25 in 2 years, and won the ACC a year ago. You should know those things. If I'm Pat Narduzzi, Colin brought it up. I think this is a great tact. His next press conference, he was Pat from Pittsburgh when he called us. He should have a name tag. Pat from Pittsburgh. Hey guys, don't know if you know who I am, just want to introduce myself. I'm Pat from Pittsburgh, Pat Narduzzi. I think you nailed it though, with the selfishness of Deion Sanders. And listen, I understand the irony here. You can't get behind a microphone and not have a little bit of an ego or a little bit of selfishness, like to hear yourself talk. I know I do. But I think the majority of college football coaches are like that. What makes Pat Narduzzi such a good coach to me is that he still relates to his players, and his players know that they care for him. I told the story a week ago of Jackson Brown's mom. I ran into her at the airport. He's a Pitt commit, and she could not say enough nice things about Pat Narduzzi, the way that he sold the program, the offensive line coach, how they cared about not just her son, but him. I think it's going to be tough for Deion Sanders to sell anything other than Deion Sanders.
Right.
And if they don't win, that luster, it's gone real quick. If they're a 6-win team next year, that's a huge improvement year over year. You still want to go join a 6-win team for that guy who only cares about himself? I wouldn't.
No chance.
But I wasn't recruited.
I mean, but think about it. If he walks into your school and he's, you know, flashing Deion, he's Coach Prime. Don't call him Deion, call him Coach Prime. Like that right there, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm out. I'm not in. Like, I mean, it's about you. You're calling yourself, you're telling people to call you Coach Prime. Like, that's all about, like, that right there, you know, young people aren't that dumb. Like, they aren't. They get it. They know where they want to spend. Now, I will say this, if they do have the funds to bring guys in.
Well, that changes things.
That changes everything. And that's what the landscape is of college sports now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not about the loyalty. It's not about, you know, hey, I grew up watching West Virginia. Or I grew up watching Pitt, and that's where I'm going to go. Nah, like, you could grow up watching West Virginia, you could grow up watching Pitt, and whenever it comes to the time, if Northern Illinois gives you $200,000, you're going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, I said if the Saudis gave me $1.3 billion in blood money, I would take it. So, and this might even be worse, if Pitt offered me a big chunk of change, I would have gone there if I was some sort of athlete being recruited out of high school. I also think Deion hasn't violated any rules. He hasn't. So he's just operating within the system that's been created. And I think that Pat probably should have more of a gripe with the system than with Deion, although Deion is abusing it more than anybody else. But I do think that Deion understands that a point resonates and a point hit with him when instead of fighting fire with fire, instead of going back at him on principle, he says, I don't know who he is.
Right.
Like that low blow to me makes me understand, or at least think that he understands that Pat Narduzzi has a point. When it comes to developing players. Thank you.
That's
not
a
chooch.
Good point by you. Deion should be worried about building a program and not worried about Pat Narduzzi. He's not going to play this year.
Well,
I know that.
There's program building issues too, I think. Like they bring in Deion and they want to spend all this money on Coach Prime. Sorry. Don't want to offend him.
See?
Coach Prime. And I think there's an expectation that you win now. And in his mind, being a guy who was so successful in the NFL, he's thinking, okay, how can I turn this roster over as quickly as possible? Part of that is on the culture that's being set too. I'm not trying to make excuses for Deion, but if they're telling him, you're in, you're here, spring game sell it, you got to win now, the only way he thinks he can probably win now, there's no time for development. I just got to get it done.
If he's forced to be in that situation and have to win now, he's going to do it the way that he did it. And do the way that he was successful, because that's the only way he knows how to actually win, I think, is to do it his way. And that sometimes isn't going to jive. Like, that ain't going to work. That works some places. It's not going to work everywhere. And there's a way of doing things. And I know that it takes time to build a program, but there's a way of starting the foundation of a program. Ask Pat Narduzzi. You know, ask, all the coaches, ask Wanstead. I mean, it was tough for our first year, but then the next year it started getting better and better and better because you set the foundation. If you go all in of the ways that, like, think about if Wanstead came to Pitt his first year and was like, you know, this is like the Miami Dolphins. Shoot, you know, we're going to, you know, we got Ricky Williams, and, you know, you're going to be the guy, and we're going to do it this way. I'm going to wear sunglasses. Like, it wouldn't have worked. But he knew that a college program had to be built a certain way in order to get to where you want to get. We didn't ultimately get to the highest goal, but he built a program.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't build a program overnight. And the way that Deion's doing it, I don't think that that's going to – it's not going to fit.
Well, we got this text. They're young men, not kids, is what somebody says. They're young men who are still developing as people.
Yes.
When I was 20 – I should just stop talking. When I was 20, there were things that I did that I now know much better than – at 32 years old. People think of your development, they think of your formative years, like in your youth. They were watching Rugrats in the 90s or whatever. Well, part of your formative years, I think the area of most self-discovery is in college. And if you're a guy, kid, young man, whatever you want to call it, athlete, and you want to go to college at Colorado, because they've got a good, I don't know, moving mountains program or whatever. And you played on the football team, were given a scholarship to be on that football team. And the new coach comes in, doesn't watch you in person once, and moves you out. That's a terrible reflection on that guy.
Terrible.
And 20, 15, 14, these are all formative years. And now all of a sudden the course of your life has been changed because why? This guy wants to come in and win tomorrow. He's never seen me play.
It's not like I lost a job either. And it, first of all, it's not the NFL. And second of all, it's not like I lost the job. I was just here and you were brought in as a coach and now I can't be here. Well, I'm not just here to play football. I'm here to get a degree. I'm here to make sure I set up myself for my life after football, whenever that is. That's why you go to these. That's not the main reason why you go to, you know, certain schools, but it's a reason.
Well, all else being equal, if I get offered at Colorado and I get offered at Colorado State, but one program offers what I want to learn for my grown-up life, if I'm not good enough to go to the NFL, then I'm going to go to that school. Like, that's a huge deal. I went to West Virginia because they had a sports broadcasting program.
Exactly.
And I wanted to watch major collegiate sports and report on that. I could have gone to Ohio. That's a great journalism school. But you know what? They didn't have the great athletics. And they're varying degrees of great. Don't bust me on that one. But you are a young man, young person, young athlete, because you can bring all the sports into this. And you are making decisions for your life. And there are coaches that are me-oriented that still will give a flying bleep about that. Dion is not that guy.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't want to play for him either. And I got this text. Crowley, you made a great point talking about him abusing the system and then you caved at the end. Listen, if every single coach were doing this, I'd say that there's no grounds to criticize him on. Every coach is doing it in their own way. I mean, hell, Keaton Slovis was here last year. Phil Jerkovic is here this year. Every coach is doing it in their own way. There are different amounts of money being handed out in bags now over the table instead of under the table. But nobody's doing it like he's doing it. That's the difference. When you say, oh, it's the system, it is the system. He isn't breaking any rules, but that doesn't mean it's not immoral. And we talked the other day, immorality is their place in sports. He's trying to win football games. But now we're talking about young people growing up. I don't know. Drives me nuts. I don't like Coach Prime. I thought he was going to have success. I don't think he's going to have success anymore.
Me neither.
Nailed it. Coming up next, we blew the Pirates off. I thought we'd do a little splitsies there, and we did not. If the Pirates take 2 out of 3 from the Mets, they'll have won 6 out of 9 in this homestand. Doran and I said before the homestand that that was a reasonable goal, and if they achieved it, we should celebrate. Well, do you celebrate it now after having lost 2 games to the A's? That's next Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.